Hi, this is Mr. Brown.
And this is Mark.
Hi, this is Ivan.
So, Formula One is finally coming to Singapore, 2008.
Woohoo! Wow, can't wait, man.
Yeah! Apparently, they were discussing all the safety issues, one of the sticking points. Yeah, because Singapore is all about safety.
Yeah, la, but should be okay, right?
Yeah, we should make sure, even though it's a night race. Good morning, Formula One gentlemen. Today, I will present the safety briefing on the Singapore F1 race. In Singapore, we are famous for our track record in the total and complete safety, even for international events like the Formula One. First, all of you must follow the road rules in Singapore. When you want to make a turn, you must signal.
Hi, but we have no signal rights on the car.
The gentlemen from the Japanese team. You have no rights? Very simple. You stick your hand out of the window when you signal.
But monsieur, we are going at 200 miles per hour.
That's why you must signal early. And when you overtake, you must pass on the right, okay? Please stay 3 car lengths behind the car in front. And also, they know the bus lane operation hours, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And make sure you wear your sunglasses when you race.
But I thought this is a night race.
Yes, but we are lighting the track with the lights left over from the old National Stadium. We are also encouraging every Singaporean to on all his house lights so that it can be brighter than day. Also, you have to turn on your headlights when you are driving your Formula One car.
Hey, but we have no headlights on the car.
Japanese car no headlight? Don't worry, we will install for you. And we will also add additional lights, like the Chingay float, so the spectator can see you from many miles away.
Why are these spectators so far away?
Because our nearest grandstand is at least 2 miles away. We are very concerned for spectator safety, so we build the grandstand in the Highlands, even though the race is in the city. Don't worry, they will still be able to hear your sound. Oh, but you must also put a muffler on your exhaust, because in Singapore, exhaust cannot too loud.
This is absurd. We can't drive in these conditions. Next, you tell me you have traffic lights.
Oh no, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. We will turn off all the traffic lights during the race. But we cannot turn off the zebra crossing, so you must stop for the pedestrian.
But if we stop, we will lose control of our machines.
Don't worry. We have lined the track wall with the padding from Tumble Tots. And the road is made of rubber, not tar. So you fly from the car, you will land more safely.
Aye, but what about our pit stop?
Mr. Suzuki, when you change your Japanese tires, you must remember, put the red Japanese triangle behind your Japanese car. If you don't have, use tree branch or banana leaf. Okay, last thing, don't forget to clear the standard water from your helmet and your vehicles, because dengue mosquitoes will breed. Remember, if they breed, you will breed. The Mr. Brown Show is a very safe formula podcast from MrBrownShow.com. Don't breed mosquito in your podcast. If they breed, you will breed. You know breathing? The breath all come out. I will present the safety briefing on the Singapore F1 race.
You put the D in there.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, now I gotta go up being ready.
I gotta go civil servant.
Channel the civil
Channel.
Servant.
I am Kobun Wan.
We cannot turn off the zebra crossing, so you must stop for the pedestrian.
Zebra.
Don't be so gabra, you zebra.